A bit of a challenging day for markets across the ASEAN today as investors take stock of resurgent COVID-19 cases in the Northern Hemisphere and a key runoff vote in the U.S. state of Georgia. And while that's knocked back equity markets like the PSEI in Manila down more than 1% today, the new year still yields hope that COVID-19 vaccines will stabilize economies across the globe, inspiring optimism among some strategists in the Philippines. Today on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Mr. Jonathan Revelas, the chief market strategist of BDO. He joins us all the way from Manila to share their outlook for the year ahead and if it's more optimistic or rosy than the year prior. Mr. Revelas, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health during these very uncertain times. And Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year and good afternoon.
Great. So, Sir John, let's talk first about how the PSEI performed today. And, most markets just a little bit more cautious across the globe because of some of these key risk events that we just highlighted. But the PSEI seems to have taken it a little bit harder than most. While the STI, for instance, is just down by a handful of points, the PSEI did fall by about 1.2%. Now, of course, one session does not make an entire, does not mean that the outlook will be completely grim. But why do you think in this session, this Wednesday session alone, the PSE seems to have taken it a little bit harder than some of their peers in the ASEAN region?
So, well, I guess the report of the new strain poses another risk of a stricter lockdown should cases escalate. And that's something the economy can't afford. So this could be just a knee-jerk reaction that we saw today, plus yesterday's higher-than-expected December inflation. Slightly kept investors sidelined. But I guess for those that are quite light, we've seen some bargain hunting towards the end of the session.
Okay. It might be a little too early, though, to call the year based on 3 days of trading, 1 day up, 2 days down. But based on your surveying of the landscape, sir, do you think that the outlook for 2021 is actually improving for Philippine markets specifically, especially when you take into account these vaccine hopes and continued liquidity flow for markets, notwithstanding the last 2 days where we saw some step backs, at least, for the PSEI?
Well, I think for 2021, I think it's a much better year compared to 2020. I think one is that we still have lower for longer interest rates. The second, I guess the key driver that we're expecting this year is most going to be driven by the one is the government spending, particularly infrastructure. Recently, the government and the legislature have already approved the extension of the 2020 budget. So that will eventually at least help fiscal spending to aid the economy as the expectation of further economic activity as the restrictions are eventually slowly become restrictive.
Mm-hmm. We're just about 700 points away from actually wiping out year-to-date losses in 2020 based on where the PSE is sitting at the moment. Do you think there's a good chance that they can actually overtake or go back, return above the 8,000 level by the end of the year? And if so, when do you think within 2021 can we perhaps hope for the PSEI to return to those levels?
Well, our base case for 2021 is basically a full valuation at 7,600. Mm-hmm. I guess there are three factors that eventually undermines our base case. One is the immunization timeline. So I guess from developed economies that are probably seeing it in the first half, most likely the Philippines will probably be the later part of the second half of 2021. I guess between the time and the immunization starts in the Philippines, I guess the key factor here is that effective pandemic management. So it's really technically living with the virus and slowly reopening the economy. So if we're able to do that, then definitely the base case is 7.6. What could change the best case, which is closer to 8,000, that will probably depend on how fast the vaccine eventually comes to the Philippines. and eventually the how fast the government is able to execute its infrastructure program to help restart the economy.
All right. And do you think that this recovery will also translate into an automatic improvement in earnings? Or do you think there might be a lag in terms of the earnings outlook for some of these Philippine companies, even if the vaccine hopefully does its job and actually brings the pandemic to a near end?
Well, basically, I guess for 2021, our expectations are at least a 50% improvement in earnings growth. So as the economy restarts and from last year, we should eventually see most of the companies slowly regaining back its momentum.
Fair enough. We're still speaking to Mr. Jonathan Reveles, the Chief Market Strategist for BDO and across the ASEAN, to talk about the outlook for Philippine markets. Sir Reveles, you brought up the issue of inflation, the inflation print recently coming in higher than usual. Can you talk to our listeners or explain to our listeners why Philippine markets or investors seem to be so sensitive to inflation, especially these upticks, especially in a period where people are expecting inflation for the most part in major economies to remain rather subdued? Why do you think a sudden uptick in inflation seems to be a particularly sensitive subject for Philippine investors? Or is it so, as what we're seeing?
Well, basically, I guess you have to remember that in 2020, we had a very benign inflation picture. As the developed economies are able to get immunized from COVID-19, they slowly go back and as normal as possible. And, of course, they will go back to their way of living. So demand for activity will pick up, and that will eventually mean higher oil prices. So from 2020, we saw from levels of $60 to $70 per barrel went down to $30. It ended the year at $50. And if we're going to see most of the developed economies really being vaccinated on schedule, then definitely we will see a pickup in demand for oil. And that is, I think, going to eventually create some inflationary pressures, which are transitory. I mean, it's temporary mainly because you had a very low base in the first half of 2020. So hopefully we'll see that low base effect to wear off in the first half. And hopefully in the second half of 2021, we get to see inflation tilting back closer to 3% or lower.
That higher inflation, though, Mr. Reveles, how is this impacting your outlook on the Philippine peso, which has looked pretty strong in the last couple of months, actually, especially when we take into account the weakening greenback and also BSP Governor Benjamin Jokno's recent proclamation that they might keep rates on hold for the next couple of months? How is this all affecting your outlook for the peso in 2021?
Well, I guess 2020 was a very exceptional year for the currency, mainly because we had the one-time inflows of dollars, particularly from government borrowings and Philippine corporates that tapped the dollar market for loans and bonds. Hopefully, with the recovery that we're expecting in the economy, the natural demand for importation should carry the peso closer to 49 to probably as much as 49.70. Our base case is 49, and probably the best case is back to around 49.70. Once we get to see the demand pick up for the greenback.
All right, fair enough. And finally, Mr. Reveles, before we let you go, we did receive some interesting commentary at the start of the year from the Philippine Stock Exchange. They are indicating that they're expecting around 7 listings this year, and 4 of which may be real estate investment trusts or REITs. Why do you think activity for listing REITs in the Philippines has suddenly picked up? And do you think that this might be the right environment for aspiring REIT managers to go public in the Philippines, given the fact that there's still continued uncertainty for property developers and also rental pressures directly related to COVID-19?
Well, I think as people search on yields, there could be a potential search for investors for yields, and there's really no proper time to really go for a listing. So it might be an appropriate time. I guess once we get to see the further reopening of the economy, and we've actually seen the shift prior to last year, after the low of March, we've seen the move of investors focusing on consumer stocks and basically telco that are mostly related to pandemic stricken economies, which means work from home, consumer products, which are basically for food, were the main defensive stocks that investors held. But when we further reopened the economy in the third quarter, we eventually saw some shift towards the real estate again. People took advantage of bargain hunting. So once we see further signs of the recovery and we further reopen the economy, plus any news of probably a much earlier timeline for the vaccine, then definitely there will be that interest.
Fair enough. So Mr. Jonathan Rovellas, Chief Market Strategist at BDO, we thank you so much for joining us for the first episode of Across the ASEAN here on Money FM 89.3 for the year 2021. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety in the new year, and a blessed rest of the week ahead, sir.
You're welcome. Anytime.